Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3509 BN. Today's date is November 25th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Rats Running. Trump is in the process of breaking the deep state system of control. Can you believe it? Gold just hit another record. But here's what's really interesting. It's been doing that a lot lately. It's up 33.26% year to date. While election drama has everyone else nervous, gold investors are sleeping pretty well. Makes sense. For thousands of years, gold has been the grown-up in the room during uncertain times. That's why investors are moving to Noble Gold Investments now. Not tomorrow, not next month, now. Don't miss out. Visit x22gold.com today and bag up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. That is x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of an investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they're panicking like we've never seen before. And as they panic, they are starting to resign. They're starting to leave their posts, which means the rats, they're now running. Because they understand what's coming. And Trump, he is still in an information war. He is still battling the deep state, still battling the rhinos, still battling those people behind the curtains. And remember, the war is not over. Yes, we've won many, many battles. But now it's time to bring down the deep state. And this is why Trump is using information to confuse the enemy in who he's actually bringing in and what he's doing. Remember, Trump, he's in the process of breaking the deep state system of control. During his first 4 years, he set everything up to make sure that he had control over the system, over the country, so nothing bad would happen to the country. The second 4 years was to expose the system so people understood who was part of that system, what the system was actually doing, and how it worked against the American people. Now we're in the phase of breaking the deep state system and pretty much obliterating it so the people can take back full control. That is what we're in the process of doing. And as Trump continually makes his picks, you could see the rats, they're very scared. You could see the rats are saying, I resign. You could see that Jack Smith is saying, I have no cases. Chukan is saying, okay, I'm going to dismiss the case. Everything now is completely and utterly falling apart around them. Because what they did during pre-election, they tried to remove him using all these cases. At this point in time, the cases are meaningless. Even if there's a clause in the documentation that they're filing that they'll bring this up after 4 years, by that time, all these people won't even be around. Most of these people most likely will be in prison. So that won't even matter at this time. But you could see that Trump, he is now pushing very, very hard. It's no longer about exposing the entire system. Yes, there are still people that we have to wake up, but I do believe this is why as we approach war, it's going to show the people, those people that are still brainwashed by the deep state players, it's going to show them very, very clearly who really wants war, who wants to destroy this country, and who really wants peace. Remember, Trump is not running in a campaign anymore. He doesn't have to campaign. He already won. So for him to say, I want peace, even though the deep state players are saying he wants war, people are going to be very, very confused. Wait a minute. I thought this was the guy that was a fascist. He wanted war. He wanted total control. But the election is over. He is not campaigning anymore. So why is he still talking about peace, and why is the other side pushing very, very hard for war? Something doesn't make sense, and I think he's going to wake up the rest of the people, because I do believe he needs the rest of the people on board to actually move forward with taking back complete and utter control from the deep state players. Yes, can he do it? But it's a lot better when you have the majority of people with you, even the D's, and Trump has said this before. So we're at the point right now where Trump is still going to show the people, and he's setting everything up to actually remove that control. Now, the deep state players, as we know, they're going to fight back with everything that they have. And it looks like at this point in time, they'll go even as far as using nuclear weapons. Yes, Biden and team are thinking about giving Ukraine nuclear weapons as a deterrent against Russia. Think about that for a second. It looks like we're approaching some of all fears right now. And you know what's going to happen. People are going to be brought to the precipice because what does the deep state want? They want a full-blown, all-out nuclear war. And yes, at this point in time, China most likely will go into Taiwan. Everything that we talked about, everything that we were looking at, it seems that we're now heading down this path. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're bringing the deep state players down this path because they're going to show the people, look, do you really want these people in charge? Do you really want these individuals? And I'm not talking about the Republicans. I'm not talking about the independents. I'm talking about the D's who are still brainwashed. There's still a lot of them out there. They're going to see this. They're going to actually hit the precipice wall, and they're going to say, this is not the direction we should go in. And why is this guy, who they told me was the warmonger, why is he continually saying we can have peace? He doesn't have to do it for a campaign. He's already president. So think about it for a second. And the other agenda, as we discussed yesterday, is the deep state players. They're trying to get rid of Biden right now and make Kamala Harris the acting president. Because I do believe in the end, with their entire agenda, they're going to try to stop Trump from taking office. Now, all of this is going to fail, but they're going to give it the old college try. And I don't believe it's going to work out the way they think it's going to work out. Actually, what's going to happen is they're going to wake up a lot of people. A lot of people are going to be against him. The people are going to be with Trump, and Trump is going to have more power than ever before because he has the people behind him. And if you notice, this is what's been happening every step of the way. Just go back to the time when they actually released the first indictments. Think about when he took his mugshot. Think about when they convicted him. Think about when they shot him. Did this make him more powerful? Did more people come to his side? What do you think is going to happen now? Even more people. Trump will have all the power that he needs to get rid of the deep state because the people are going to be behind him. And that is the strength. That is the power to remove the deep state players. Because when the fake news and when the D's say, oh, this is no good, the majority, 80, 90% of the people going, we don't believe you. Sorry. Whatever you're saying, it's not working. And you could see already the fake news. They are panicking like we've never seen before. I mean, Elon, he just said something which is so simple. He said, you are the news now. Which means all the digital soldiers out there, all these people that are posting, all these people that are doing podcasts, we are the news now. And we're going up against the fake news system. And what's very interesting about this, and Western Lensman put this out, the Axios CEO, he melted down over Elon Musk telling X users, you are the media now. Now, why is he flipping out? Well, Wall Street Maverick put this out and said, Van Hai goes on a rant about Elon telling X users, you are the media now. My message to Elon Musk is bullshit. You're not the media. Two things are going on which are triggering Van Hai. He's losing audience, his revenue is in decline, and his business model is failing. They are furious that X users, which with a much larger audience, are able to so easily destroy the fake narratives that legacy news media pushes. People like Jim Van Hai used to be able to gatekeep on what is news and what the facts are, but they lost their credibility with years of lying. Now, with people on X able to expose the lies, it is driving them crazy. Absolutely, because they are no longer in control. And think about it. Rumble, Truth, X, and many other platforms going up against YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Who's winning right now? It's not the deep state players. It's we, the people. We are winning. And how do we know this? Well, it looks like Secretary of State Blinken, he is now holding therapy cry sessions after Trump won. Number one, these people in government positions, They work for the people of this country. They don't work for a certain party. So if you're this upset, you should not be in this position whatsoever, because your main focus should be to work in the best interest of the people of this country, not for a candidate. So we're always going to have new presidents. We're always going to have new people come in. And these people need to be removed. And this is how you know that this is not a good situation, because if they need to set up therapy for these people are unstable. These people need to be removed. We don't need them in this position. Can you imagine if you had a corporation and all of a sudden the CEO left and a new CEO came in and half the corporation started to cry and have a breakdown because they like the other CEO a lot better? I mean, really think about this for a second. In a corporation, people go, okay, we got a new CEO. Hope this guy or this girl is good. Hope they do what needs to be done. And people go about their business. It shouldn't be this way in government. But you could see that these individuals that have been committing treasonous crimes, they're looking for a way out and they don't want to be held accountable. Remember, these individuals, they're rats, and now they're running. They think they're just going to get, you know, they're just going to leave and they're going to get away with everything scot-free. Linney put this out and said, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is reportedly negotiating his exit and wants to leave immune from any potential investigation from the Trump administration. Number one, why is he so worried about this? Did he do something wrong? Oh, that's right. Yes, he committed treasonous crimes. He broke the law, knowingly broke the law. He knows this. It's not about the Trump administration. He's worried about, oh, crap, I might be held accountable for all the treasonous crimes that I've committed because I broke the law. See, they never expected Trump to win. They thought they were going to get rid of him way when he was first announced that he was going to run for the presidency. Think about all the things that they did to him. They never thought that he would be able to maneuver and get through all of this while building more and more power and getting the people behind him. And you could see the new borders are right now. Tom Homan, he says he hopes Mexico will cooperate with tougher border policies, because if not, you know, Trump is one badass president. Plus, he said all those sanctuary cities, he's giving them a warning. He's saying, if you go ahead and you assist and you protect and you stop us, you are now breaking the law and you can be brought to justice. You could be prosecuted if you harbor aliens. So he's letting people know, he's warning people, don't do this. And the reason why this can be done is because the people now are behind Trump and the Patriots. They're behind their policies. How do we know this? Well, there are multiple polls out there. There's a CBS News poll. Trump War Room put this out and said, Americans support Trump's plan for mass deportation of criminal illegal aliens. The policy is backed by most independent voters and strong majorities of voters across every age group, in line with other polls, which have consistently shown majority support. And the poll says Trump's starting program to deport all immigrants in U.S. illegally. 57% approve, 43% disapprove. I do believe these numbers are going to go up when you see certain events occur. And I think people are going to say, okay, let's get these people out of here. And those people that are harboring the illegals and protecting them, they have just broken the law. They need to be prosecuted. I do believe that most of these individuals that saying, oh, I'm going to stand up to Trump, I think most of them are going to back down very, very quickly. Because again, they're selfish. They don't really care about the illegals. They care about themselves. And they don't want themselves going to prison. So I do believe most of these people, I'm not going to say every single one of them, but most of these people, they're going to back down and they're not going to follow the instructions of their masters. And this is going to cause a major, major problems for those people that are behind the curtain. But you can see there's a lot of rats. They're deciding, you know something, I'm resigning. I see what's coming down the pike here and I'm not going to be standing in the way here, because if I'm still in these positions, most likely I'm going to be brought up on charges. They might be brought up on charges no matter what. Shadow of Ezra put this out and said, Damian Williams, the high-profile U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, who prosecuted the Diddy case and hinted the possibility of more major arrests, has announced his resignation. Why is he leaving? That's very, very interesting. But I do believe you're going to see a lot more people resign, a lot more people quit, because at this point in time, they see the writing on the wall. And you're seeing a lot of illegals. They're also starting to self-deport because they understand that Trump is not fooling around. Tom Homan is not fooling around. This is not just talk. They're actually going to do it. And I do believe that all these different news agencies that are being funded by we, the people that are actually pushing out propaganda, they all need to be defunded. And I do believe Elon Musk is probably going to be looking into this as part of the Department of Government Efficiency. And you're going to see quite a number of them lose all their funding. I don't even know why we're funding them in the first place. These are corporations. They should be funding themselves. And if people don't watch them and they lose their viewership because they lied to the people, they use propaganda, then so be it. I mean, this is just like any other business in this country. Christopher Rufo put this out and said, Catherine Mayer says the number one challenge in her fight against disinformation is the First Amendment in the United States, which makes it a little bit tricky to censor bad information and the influence peddlers who spread it. And this is NPR's censor in chief. So I think we need to defund NPR. Elon Musk says 100% that's exactly what we need to do. We also need to get rid of NewsGuard, because NewsGuard works with the propaganda outlets. Paul Bond put this out and said, NewsGuard rates news outlets, giving much higher scores to legacy media than those who challenge their approved narratives. The Washington Post scores 100%. So I asked why, given their reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop, the Wuhan lab leak theory, and the Russia hoax. Nicole Shanahan responded to this and said, NewsGuard claims to be the authority in journalistic integrity, but it's really a tool for the left-wing elite to silence dissent. They consistently label conservative and independent voices with very low scores to discredit them. Brendan Carr, the new FCC chair, this deserves a closer look. Well, Brendan Carr responded to this and said, yep, NewsGuard positions itself as the internet arbiter of truth. Of course, it is nothing more than an Orwellian outfit that operates for the purpose of censoring viewpoints that fall outside an approved narrative. Its conduct has also led to collusive ad boycotts, which may violate antitrust and competition laws. The FTC and DOJ can examine that. At the FCC, Section 230, as relevant here, only protects good faith actions. Given NewsGuard's concerning track record and the fact that it is under congressional investigation for its impact and protected First Amendment speech, I will say this for now. Any tech company that continues to rely on NewsGuard is putting its Section 230 protections in serious jeopardy. Now that is very, very interesting. So you could see that these individuals that, or these corporations, these deep state players that set up this propaganda system, it's all going to be ripped apart. And all of this is going to disappear. Remember, they needed the narrative protected. They used their bullhorn, which was the fake news, and then they used NewsGuard and fact checkers, and they needed to make sure that people didn't stray outside of their narrative that they're trying to create. But since Truth Social, since X, since Rumble, they have no way to control this anymore, and they have lost the narrative, and now it's very, very obvious in what they have been doing. See, once you're in the monkey house and you know nothing else except the propaganda and what they've been reporting and the facts that they're trying to convince you of, you don't know what the truth is. But when you go outside of the monkey house and you start to see other facts and you see documentation and you see what's really going on, you can then see it very, very clearly. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, FCC 101, the FCC has stated that rigging or slanting the news is a most heinous act against the public interest. The commission will investigate a station for news distortion if it receives documented evidence of rigging or slanting, such as a testimony or other documentation from individuals with direct personal knowledge that a license or its management engaged in the intentional falsification of the news. Absolutely. And that should happen maybe with CBS when they were interviewing Kamala Harris, because they pretty much slandered that interview, and they interfered in the election by doing so. So that's very, very interesting. And I remember Trump saying their license should be pulled, and most likely it should be. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, we could see the people now, they're shying away from gun control now. And as the deep state disappears, you know what we're going to find? We're going to find that mass shootings all of a sudden start to decline. All the things the deep state players have been doing to convince you to get rid of your weapons, all of a sudden you're going to see all that decline. And actually, once we start removing all these gun control laws, all of a sudden you're going to see crime, like in Chicago and other places, start to decline. And all of a sudden people are going, hey, you know something? We haven't had a mass shooting in like 6-7 years. Don't you find that odd? What? They just disappeared? What happened? Actually, when we go after Big Pharma, get rid of a lot of these medications that are making these people crazy, you're going to see mass shootings completely disappear because the deep state players won't be able to control the innocents anymore. So all of this is going to go away. I don't say 100% completely, but you're going to see a huge decline of all of this. And you're going to see a huge decline of a lot of false flags around the world. I think everything is going to be very, very different once Trump and the Patriots and other leaders around the world start cleaning all this up and destroying and putting these people in prison. But since Trump has been running for president and more people are waking up, people are starting to realize that guns, they're not that scary, that they don't do anything unless you have a crazy person using them to do something horrible. And now we see the number of Republican women who own guns has jumped from just under 1 in 5 to more than 3 out of 10, which is very, very interesting. Actually, there's more Republican women that own guns now than there are Democrat men who own weapons. 33% of Republican women own weapons. 29% of Democrat men own weapons. I find that very, very interesting. And the other thing I find very interesting is that the people around the world, they are now pushing back on their installed leaders. Think about the UK. When they had an election, they brought in Starmer, and people were very confused. Why would they bring in this individual? The Conservative Party's out. They brought in the Left Party. And again, sometimes you got to show the people the truth. And now people in the UK, they have learned the truth. And they're like, you know something? This guy's got to go. And the petition only needed 100,000 signatures. Now there are over 2 million signatures to say, you know something? We need to have an election. We need to recall this individual. And we need to put someone in his place. I do believe Nigel Farage right now is set up perfectly. And it's not just happening out in the UK. It's not just happening out in Germany. It is now happening in Romania, which is very, very interesting. Gabe put this out and said, EU bureaucrats thought Viktor Orban was a problem for them and their funding for the proxy war in Ukraine. Wait until they meet Romania's future president. And this guy is making huge waves in Romania, and the people are all for him. And this is going to be absolutely incredible. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that the deep state players, they are preparing and getting ready for war. Remember, this is all part of their 16-year plan. And they've been trying to decimate our military because in the end, what do they really want to do? They wanted to destroy the Constitution. They wanted the United States to lose the war. And they wanted to take over the country. And this way, no one would have rights. No one would have anything that they have today. It would be just like Europe. It would be like Australia, New Zealand. The only reason these countries stay in check is because of the United States. And what did they do? They made the entire military woke. They cut the budget. They send money other places. They use the weapons in other places to start the war. And now as Trump comes in, he's looking at the transgender troops and saying, listen, we need to make sure that these individuals can actually fight and make sure that they are mentally stable to fight. Colin Rugg put this out and said, Trump is expected to kick transgender troops out of the U.S. military as early as January 20th, according to a new report. The move would remove about 15,000 transgender active service members. They'd be medically discharged, which would determine that they were unfit to serve. It would also lead to a ban on trans people joining the military and would come at a time when almost all branches of the American Armed Forces are failing to meet recruitment targets. During a recent podcast with Sean Ryan, Pete Hegseth spoke out against wokeism in the military, blaming it for the recruitment drop-off. Now, once again, that's a very blanket statement. That's coming from the Times. And again, you have to do this by a case-by-case basis. Are these people mentally stable or aren't they? Can they fight in a situation where there's, you know, chaos all around them? So I don't believe this is just going to be a blanket statement, but you're not going to see people walking around in heels. You're not going to see the woke flag. No, you're going to adhere to the military standards that are going to be set forth. Right now, this is the deep state trying to weaken the military. And I do believe all of that's going to go away. I don't think they're going to get rid of every single person. I do believe most likely you'll see them in there as long as they're mentally stable. Now, the percentage of those who are mentally stable, we don't know. But again, they must have skewed, or maybe they didn't do the psych evaluation when these people entered the military. But I do believe this has to be redone. They have to see who's mentally stable, who's not. And I do believe that will be done. And we're going to see our military completely and utterly change. Because we need to remember, the deep state players, they're following their 16-year plan. They want us to get into war. And they're trying. This sponsorship is from Rumble, one that is incredibly important to the survival of the company. When Rumble first started in 2013, they built a platform for a small creator. They didn't censor or have biases. They were fair and treated all creators equally. No one thought platforms would censor political conversation or censor opinions on COVID. But they did. Facebook admitted they fell to pressure from the Biden-Harris administration. Rumble did not. They held the line. They are attacked daily for giving us a voice to talk to you. They're attacked in corporate media. They're attacked by governments like France. They're attacked from brand advertisers who refuse to work with them. Corporate America is fighting to remove speech. Rumble is fighting to keep it. Rumble won't survive with brand advertisers. They really don't get that much of it. Watching our show on Rumble is the most they can ask from you. But if you really believe in this fight and if you have the means, one major way you can help Rumble survive is by joining Rumble Premium. Join the community that believes in the First Amendment and believes in our human rights to free speech. Rumble is offering $10 off with the promo code X22 when you purchase an annual subscription. Go to rumble.com/premium/X22 and use promo code X22. Like I said, if you have the means and believe in the cause, now is the time to join Rumble Premium. If you don't have the means, we are just happy if you watch us on Rumble. And if you do have the means, you can just click the link in the description. A couple agendas by pushing this war. Number one, I do believe they want everyone to look at Biden and say, holy crap, look what he's doing. He's starting a war. He needs to be removed. Let's bring in Kamala Harris. Now, again, are they going to be able to pull this off? We'll have to see. But I do believe they're trying to make this move. Number two, they're using him to actually start the war that they always wanted, because we know that this is part of their plan. And now we have, and this is coming from General Mike Flynn, France and England, they're threatening to send troops into Ukraine if Trump withdraws aid. So they're prepared and ready to push this war forward. We have a top NATO military official. He's urging businesses to be prepared for a wartime scenario and adjust their production and distribution lines accordingly. So we're hearing all of this from a former NATO, a Ukrainian general. We're hearing this from a top NATO military official. They're all talking about war right now. And the Biden regime, and we know that Biden is an empty vessel. We know this is coming from those individuals behind the curtain. They want to start a war. They need to cover up all their crimes. Because again, this was their plan going back a long time ago. And now, since they saw what Russia has done, where they fired this hypersonic missile, they're now thinking about using a nuclear weapon as a deterrent. And they're thinking about giving this to Ukraine. How do you think this is going to work out? Most likely, they will probably do this before Trump enters office. Because again, what are they trying to do? They're trying to bring the world to war. They don't want to lose control. When people say, well, aren't they going to be killed? No. They have everyone else fight the wars. They're safely in their bunkers or their other places. They emerge later on. Remember, they've been collecting wealth for a very long time. And I don't mean the pieces of paper. I'm talking about land. I'm talking about gold. I'm talking about businesses. I'm talking about those real assets. This is what they've been doing, and they've been preparing for this for a very long time. Actually, if we go back to the Q posts, World War III was supposed to be a controlled war. They already knew who the winner was going to be, who the loser was going to be, because they had it all set up. Yes, there was going to be death and destruction. Yes, it was going to look absolutely real because war is real. But they were going to make sure that the United States lost the war. And I do believe if it's a controlled war like that, then you have no problem funding the war. And then after the war is over and there's death and destruction everywhere, you have no problem funding the rebuild of what you want. And that's really what they were going to do. And there, it looks like they're trying to do it right now. So it looks like we're entering the stage where they're going to be pushing nuclear war. And it looks like we're entering that stage of sum of all fears. I do believe people are going to be brought to the precipice. But think about why all this is happening. Trump and the Patriots, actually, I think Trump said this like 2.5 years ago, that World War III is coming. He's the only one that could stop it. It's going to be a nuclear war. In the Q Post, it says it's going to be very, very similar to a Cuban Missile Crisis. And it's like the sum of all fears, where people are going to reach the precipice. So the deep state players are planning this. This is going to wake up all those individuals that are still on board with the D party, because now they're going to see the D party that's all for war. And they're going to see this guy, Trump, who's no longer campaigning, saying, no, we need peace. We don't need a war. And this is going to be very, very confusing to them. Johnny Midnight put this out, and Flynn response said pretty much, but let me read it. So let me get this straight. If we get nuked, it will be by missiles with technology given to China by Clinton, funded by Iran with money Obama gave them, with warheads developed with uranium sold to Russia by Hillary. But Trump is the traitor. Got it. Remember, this is all going to lead back to Clinton, Obama, Soros, and many others. So once again, you could see how this is playing out right now. And people are going to learn a lot once they reach the precipice. Because Trump, he's going to expose all these individuals. He's going to expose them as warmongers. And we're going to start to learn that these people have been funding the war, selling the technology. And Trump, for the longest time, all he wanted was peace. Actually, this is why he went out and he initiated the Abraham Accord. And the Abraham Accord brought peace in the Middle East. Now, the other thing that we could see, the deep state players, they are definitely pushing the bird flu. They definitely don't want us using raw milk or natural products or organic products. They want us to use what they have set up. And all of a sudden, the California Department of Public Health has sounded the alarm after detecting bird flu virus in a retail sample of raw milk produced by Raw Farm LLC in Fresno County. So now they're warning everyone that raw milk is dangerous. Only use pasteurized milk. And also, what they're trying to convince people of is that the bird flu can be in your food, which means you can get sick, you can get the bird flu by eating or drinking certain foods. Think about that for a second. They don't want you eating organic. They don't want you eating healthy. They want you eating their chemical goop. That's really what they want in the end. And they're also putting out the warning, yeah, you know something? Bird flu is here. It's spreading. And you can see every day that passes, there's more and more news about the bird flu. Now, again, this is part of their plandemic. I do believe they're prepared and ready to unleash this when Trump gets into office. Just like war is building right now, they want to unleash this when Trump gets into office. Because, again, they're going to make it very, very difficult for him in office. I do believe the economy, most likely the market, might crash when he gets into office. But Trump, the Patriots, I do believe they have a lot of countermeasures in place. Plus, the people are behind him. The people are with him. So whatever they're planning, I think the people are starting to understand and starting to realize what they're trying to do. Now, Trump, he's been picking a lot of different nominees. Now, everyone's not happy with all the nominees, but I do believe Trump has his reasons of why he picks certain people. Some people, yes, they're part of the deep state. They're part of working with Soros. And I do believe these people have a role to play. They might even not know what role they're playing. But again, just like the U.S. Secretary of Treasury, Bessent, that individual, yes, he's in line with Soros. But again, Trump might need him in this position to keep the Fed, keep the Treasury in doing what they're doing, because they're not ready to do what? They're not ready to rip the whole thing apart. And he needs the optics there. And I would be more surprised if he had other individuals like the Deputy Secretary of Treasury get confirmed with this individual, make it a lot easier. And then when the time comes, fire the Secretary of Treasury, let the temp, then the acting Secretary of Treasury, come in and actually run things. Now, it's not going to work the same everywhere else because he has different strategies, because he doesn't want the enemy to know exactly what he's doing. Certain individuals will be very, very easy to get in. And I do believe there's a reason he's bringing these people in to have them do a certain test, just like John Bolton. And I do believe others, they're going to push back very, very hard, just like Matt Gaetz, where he's going to do a head fake and say, okay, you didn't want Matt Gaetz, here's Pam Bondi. And now they're like, holy crap, this person's even worse. But we used our strategy on Matt Gaetz with the ethics report. Now we have Pam Bondi. She's a woman. This is a little bit more difficult. Because again, what are you going to say? Every pick that Trump has, this person sexually assaulted or raped or did something to a person. People won't believe it. And people aren't believing it. So he tricked them right there. And yes, we have this new Surgeon General coming in, Dr. Jeanette Neshwat. And what's very interesting about this, there's a lot of video and a lot of information out there saying, oh, she was all for the mask mandate. But later on, she did change. She did switch. Now, again, do you know the U.S. Surgeon General from any other president? How much of a role do they really have in anything? Not much, do they? So once again, this person figured it out. They realized, wait a minute, what was happening here wasn't right. And later on, she changed her mind. Now, again, these people, they're not in permanent positions. Trump can get rid of them. And we've seen this done before. And what's very interesting is Karma Patriot pointed this out, that the little sister of Trump's Surgeon General pick is married to Representative Mike Waltz, the man Trump chose as his next national security advisor. That is very, very interesting. Let's see how all this plays out, because I think people are going to be very, very surprised. Just like I'm very, very surprised at the Georgia Public University system. They have now banned DEI admission policies, and now they include Constitution in required learning. And this should be done in every single university. I do believe it should be done in elementary school. I think the children should be learning every single part of the Constitution every single year, learning about their rights. Because again, this is the United States of America. Everything's based off the Declaration of Independence, based off the Constitution, based off our rights. So I do believe the children should be learning at every grade level something about the Constitution. I do believe that is going to happen. I think that was part of Trump's 1776 agenda. We should bring that back. And I do believe he probably will. Now, we could see there's a lot of rats. They're ready to run. They're ready to leave. Pete Buttigieg, he'll be leaving his post as Transportation Secretary. Remember, he was awarded $7.5 billion to build the EV charging stations, and they build 8 of them. Because once again, these people aren't for America. These people, they're laundering the money. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Kamala Harris, they're saying that she's ready to try again in 2028. Now, I do believe why they're putting this out, because it's kind of ridiculous to put this out right now, you know, 2.5 weeks after you lose the election. I'm ready in 2028. Trump didn't even get into office yet. Are they putting this out saying that she is a presidential candidate? She's going to go through the process, and they want people to think she's a presidential candidate, because why? I think they're going to try to remove Biden. They're going to give it their best shot and make her acting president. So if she's saying she's going to run either for governor of California or presidency of 2028, they want people to take her seriously. Now, what's very interesting is that there is rumors that she would like to run for governor of California, and Caitlyn Jenner hints at a run as governor of California. And Caitlyn Jenner says, I would basically destroy Harris. That's very, very interesting. Let's see how that plays out. But out in Alaska, something very interesting is happening. The Alaskan Republican Party is going to request a statewide recount and review of the election results for ballot measure 2, the repeal of ranked choice voting from the 2024 general election. We will submit this request along with names of the request Alaskan voters required to initiate this process once this election is certified. And they're going to bring in Harmeet Dhillon, her law group, to actually go through all of this. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And I wonder what they're going to find out. Now, the other thing that's incredible is Jack Smith. He moved to dismiss both cases against Trump. Chukin, she's dismissing the case. And yes, there's a little part in here that says they can revisit it. They can bring the charges back up when Trump is out of office. But I think by that time, all these people most likely will be arrested and no one's going to be bringing up charges against Trump. There was a statement that was put out by Trump Vance. It says the American people reelected President Trump with an overwhelming mandate to make America great again. Today's decision by the DOJ ends the unconstitutional federal cases against Trump and is a major victory for the rule of law. The American people and President Trump want an immediate end to the political weaponization of our justice system, and we look forward to uniting the country. Trump responded on True Social and he said the following: these cases, like all of the other cases I have been forced to go through, are empty and lawless and should never have been brought. Over $100 million of taxpayer dollars has been wasted in Democratic Party's fight against their political opponent, me. Nothing like this has ever happened in our country before. They have also used state prosecutors and district attorneys such as Fannie Willis and her lover Nathan Wade, who had absolutely zero experience in such cases as this, but was paid millions, enough for them to take numerous trips and cruises around the globe. Letitia James, who inappropriately, unethically, and probably illegally campaigned on getting Trump in order to win political office, and Alvin Bragg, who himself never wanted to bring this case against me, but was forced to do so by the Justice Department and the Democratic Party. It was a political hijacking and a low point in the history of our country that such a thing could have happened. And yet I persevered against all odds and won. Make America great again. And I think Trump should be reimbursed for all his legal fees. I think the people should get their money back, because think about how much money was wasted on all of this. Absolutely ridiculous. It was all taxpayer money. So everyone should get a refund on all this. And these individuals should pay for it. Jack Smith, Biden, Obama, Hillary, all these people that were involved in it. They should refund the people. But you can see the deep state players, they're already setting everything up to go up against Trump once he gets into the White House. Yes, their plan is to keep him out of the White House, but we know that's going to fail. Once he gets into the White House, we know that they're going to use everything that they have to try to stop him from doing anything. And Susan Collins is poised to assume the powerful Senate role. And what role is that? She's going to become the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, a role that wields unparalleled control over discretionary federal spending. This news comes on the heels of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's announcement that he will relinquish the chairmanship, paving the way for Collins. So right there, you could see what they're doing at this point. And they're going to try to stop Trump at every turn. Is it going to work? I don't believe so. Now, Adam Schiff, he is panicking over Pam Bondi and Tulsi Gabbard nomination. But he throws all his support behind Marco Rubio. Think about this for a second. Do you think Trump is setting them up? I do believe so. So I do believe those people that he's bringing in very, very easily. First of all, Marco Rubio gives up a Senate seat. Marco Rubio, if he does the right thing and does what needs to be done, he'll stay in the position. But if he doesn't, I do believe he'll be removed and then replaced with somebody else. Maybe someone in the acting position, a temp. This is going to be very, very interesting. Tulsi Gabbard, they're afraid of her because she was in the military. She follows the rule of law. And she knows what they're all about. So what are they doing? They're saying that she's a Russian asset. Here we go with the Russia thing. Clandestine put this out and said, the corporate media seems to be locked in on the narrative that Tulsi is a Russian asset. But none of them ever mentioned why. It's because of what she said about the U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine. The media leave out this detail because they don't want anyone digging further. Absolutely. And you can see that Adam Schiff is so afraid of Pam Bondi because he's afraid that she's going to prosecute the prosecutors, that she's going to come after all these individuals. He's panicking right now. This is what Adam Schiff says. He doesn't believe that Trump AG pick Pam Bondi should be prosecuting the prosecutors. Is she going to continue to say that the Justice Department should be prosecuting prosecutors who brought valid evidence before a grand jury? A grand jury found probable cause to believe Trump committed crimes? That's not a basis to go after them. The American people who gave a mandate to Trump disagree. The people responsible for the Get Trump op at the Biden DOJ must be held accountable. Mike Davis responded and said, "Dear Adam Schiff, a federal grand jury in Fort Pierce, Florida, must probe whether agents, prosecutors, and other co-conspirators in Florida, D.C., New York, and Arizona waged illegal lawfare and election interference against Trump, his aides, and his allies. 18 U.S. Code, Section 241, conspiracy against rights." Ooh, that's going to be fun. This is why Schiff is panicking like we've never seen before. Because they know what's coming. They know that Trump, in some of these positions, these are the people that are going to be going after them. Other positions, I do believe he needs them as a placeholder for certain things to be done. Now, you could see the D's, they're changing up their strategy. Instead of having individuals protest outside the White House in pink hats and carrying homemade signs like they did back in 2017, where they said, "We're the resistance," they're now gearing up for legal battles while Trump is in the White House. And they're putting together hundreds of lawyers. They're getting prepared to fight the immigration, fight everything. So when they say, and this is coming out of the New York Times, by the way, when they say that they're not going to be protesting like they did back in 2017, it means they're not just relying on a legal battle within Washington. Most likely, they're going to push riots in D.C. No longer protests. They're going to push riots. And remember, they keep saying, "We want a smooth transition. We want a smooth transition." And they keep making it a big deal that Trump hasn't signed the transition agreements. Trump hasn't gotten all these individuals checked by the FBI. They didn't get their background checks. And they're continually doing this because they're trying to build the narrative that Trump doesn't want a smooth transition. But what Trump is doing, he's breaking their system. Remember, the system that we know today, they set this up. There's no laws. There's no rules. None of that exists, actually. And what's very interesting is that Klobuchar says Trump nominees have got to get their background checks together. And she said that herself and her colleagues on the panel have a role to look at the FBI background checks and is to ask them questions to make sure they're fulfilling the mission of the department. In this case, I'm concerned with all these nominees. If we don't have an agreement for FBI background checks, well, how are we going to do the transition? It doesn't make any sense. Well, let's go back a little bit in time. The FBI began conducting background checks for presidential nominees and White House staff as a standard practice during the administration of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, which would place the start of this practice around 1950 or so, in the 50s. So Trump transition team has opted to bypass traditional FBI background checks for some of his cabinet picks by using private companies to conduct vetting for potential candidates. This decision reflects concerns about the speed and perceived biases of the FBI process, which some of Trump's allies believe could slow down his early agenda or be used to inflict political damage. Critics argue that this move bucks a long-established Washington norm, potentially compromising the thoroughness of the security clearance process necessary for high-level government positions. However, there is no legal requirement mandating FBI checks for these nominations, allowing for the use of private investigators or other entities as seen fit by the incoming administration. This strategy was noted in reports around November 15, 2024, indicating a significant shift from standard protocol. There is no federal law that explicitly requires the president-elect, to use the FBI for conducting background checks on their nominees. The practice of involving the FBI in background checks for a presidential appointee stems from tradition, executive orders, and memorandums of understanding rather than statutory law. So Trump, like any other president, has the discretion to choose how to vet his nominees, including using private firms, if he prefers, which is within his executive authority. Bypassing the FBI's process would be a significant departure from established practice. Now, think about it. He did this when he was running for the presidency in 2016. He didn't give over his tax returns. They had to bring him up all the, they had to sue and bring this all the way up to the Supreme Court, which he wanted them to do. So why isn't he following this protocol? Because he knows the FBI is part of the criminal syndicate. And they're in the Senate. There is no specific Senate rule or law that mandates the Senate must review the FBI background checks for presidential nominees before proceeding with the confirmation process. The constitutional duty, Article 2, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, gives the Senate the power to advise and consent on presidential appointments, but it does not specify how this advice and consent should be informed or what information must be reviewed. The Senate's ability to request and review FBI background checks is part of its oversight and advice and consent function, but it's more about established practice than legal obligation. Senators can decide to press for these checks or proceed without them if they choose, reflecting their individual and collective political judgment, which is very, very interesting. Plus, we could see the fake news. They are now pushing the idea that Trump must disclose the identities of private donors. Once again, if a president-elect chooses not to disclose donor identities, they might be breaking with tradition, but not necessarily violating a legal obligation. This action could provoke criticism, which it is, and they don't like this. Remember, the president-elect does not have to disclose private donor identities under current federal law, specifically for transition funding. So Trump, he is breaking the system. He's showing people you don't have to do these things. Just because they're telling you, you don't have to do it because there is no law, there is no rule. Yes, by tradition, they've done this all the time. But remember, why did they do this? Why did they put this in place? Because they wanted to control their criminal syndicate. The FBI would say, nope, you can't have that person. Yes, you can have that person. They controlled who you were allowed to select. Trump is going around this. He's breaking their system. And these people are panicking right now because they're losing control of what he's doing. And that's what this is all about. It's about taking back the control. They set this entire system up to benefit them, to make sure that they control the entire situation. Trump now is ripping it apart and they don't like it. And you can see they're fighting back with everything that they have. Remember, we're still in a war. We're still in an information war. Soon, it's going to look very, very physical as they push chaos, as they push war. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're doing this because they need to show the people, number one, we're the party of peace. Number two, it doesn't have to be this way. The FBI, the Senate, we don't have to follow what they're saying unless it was a law, but right now it is not. It's like when he made a really big deal about the VP sending the results back to the states. Well, that was the function of the VP. But look what they did. They came in, they created a law, and they took it away from the VP. He forced them into doing something and showed the public that it was a law, and they just basically reversed it. Now he's showing everyone what they want me to do. It's not a law. There's no rule. There's no law. I don't have to do it. And actually, if I look at the Constitution, I don't have to do any of this stuff. So I think what he's doing right now, he's showing the people, he's educating the people and what you can or cannot do. And we need to go back to the Constitution. But the deep state players, you could see they're panicking over this. They don't like this because he's basically bucking their system and they can't take it anymore. And the people that he's having come in, those people that are going to go after them, he's having them checked out, not by the FBI, but by private firms, maybe Marco Rubio and others that are going to be confirmed very easily. Yeah, let the FBI check them because he knows, hey, you know what? They're part of their system. They're going to get right in. Those other people that he's trying to bring in, I think he's going to use the private firm for those people. And these people, the deep state players, they're going to be sweating it out because They just lost their ability to stop them at the check. So now it goes to the confirmation process. And Trump has the ability to get around this. You see, every step of the way, it's a game. And Trump's playing the game, and he's playing it masterfully. And I think in the end, he is going to win big. And these individuals won't even know what he did. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.